VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Benson. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. What's up, VoiceTubers? Your host Benson back again with a brand new episode. So, I'm not sure if you can tell, but I have a rather strange accent. I grew up in Australia, so technically, I should have an Australian accent. But my friend says that my accent is an abomination of American and Australian accent mixed together. What kind of accent do you prefer listening to? Personally, I always like the American accent, even though I grew up with an Australian accent. But I also enjoyed a little British accent too. Is British accent different from Australian accent? Let me show you what's different by the end of the episode. But first, have you ever wondered where American accent came from? Well, today is your lucky day, as we'll find out where the American accent came from. Let's get to it. But in general, its accent evolved from a mixture of its Dutch and English roots and numerous waves of immigration. 那这个的意思就是说，但简体而言，这些口音都是以荷兰语和英语为基础，在经过次的移民浪潮演变而成。Okay, let's get to the pronunciation tips. 那我们的第一个字呢，就是 accent. 那 accent 的话，还有两个音节，前面的 ac 是听起来是像 axe 的音，所以念 accent. 那第二个 c 呢，就是我们的 soft c. What do we do with soft C? 我们当然就是发 S 音了，所以后面就是念 scent， 就变念 accent， accent， accent。 好，第二个字就是 significant， significant。 那这个的话它有四个音节，那后面的 A 我们有念 的音，所以变念 significant， 不是念 significant 哦。 Remember, not significant, it's significant。 Significant. So you can hear that the A has a bit of a Okay, next word we have is influence. Influence 的话，我们有三个音节。那我们后面呢又是一个 soft C. So what do? 我们就是发 S 音呢，所以就变成 influence, influence, influence. Okay, let's get to the vocabulary. 那么第一个词呢就是 in general. 那 in general 的话是什么意思呢？就是说一般来说， so in general means usually or in most situations. 那通常我们会用 in general 都是在说一般会发生的事情，就会用在这个句子来说。 For example, life in general was going downhill for her after she got caught cheating. 那这个的意思就是说，她的人生体来说，在她被抓到在偷吃之后就走下坡了。 Oh my God! Remember, please don't cheat. Cheating is not a good thing, all right? Okay, well, the next word we have is evolve. Not evolve, it's 一个动词, it's a verb. 它的意思就是逐步演变, to develop gradually or to cause something or someone to develop gradually. So, for example, we could say, how did your personality evolve from being introvert and into this very extrovert personality? 你是怎样从很害羞的个性逐步变形成这种有外向的个性呢？ Alright, 最后一个字呢， we have numerous. 那 numerous 的话，它是一个形容词， 它是一个 adjective. 那的意思就是说许多的，大量的。 So numerous is means something that is a lot or many. For example, we could say they encountered numerous difficulties when conducting the experiment. 他们在做这个实验时碰到了许多的困难。 Alright, that's it for today. Hopefully, you are still interested in knowing where the origins of American accent is from. Remember to watch the video. I think it's interesting to see how language has evolved over the years and how we have so many different languages now. I'm always wondering, what was the first language that was ever invented? It's interesting to see how far humans have evolved. As promised in the beginning, I'll show you what's the difference between a British and Australian accent. For example, if we want to say, when are we having the barbecue lunch with James? In Australia, we would say, when are we having the barbecue with Jamie, mate? So in British accent, we would say, when are we having the barbecue lunch with James? Well, can you tell the difference? Well, anyway, I hope you enjoyed the episode today. Don't forget to comment and leave your recording. Let me know what's your favorite accent in the comments, and I'll see you all next week. Peace.